These are the challenges that we can and do face in reaching success. But I believe that in every challenge can be found an opportunity. And the question is whether or not you have the drive that will help you to convert a challenge to an opportunity. So I want to address 5 stages of the drive that will get you to where you want to be. The first stage of drive is desire. It is the fire that burns within your soul that ignites your will to move forward. And it is the force of that forward tendency that's going to determine whether or not you overcome or whether you are defeated by the challenge. If you don't have that spark of desire, you may likely not move at all. You have to have that spark of desire to begin the drive to get you to where you want to go. And to discover that spark, you must be able to answer the question, what do you want? What do you want? In order to get what you want, you have to know what you want. Now, in finding the answer to this basic question, it is a fundamental question. And finding the answer to it may not be as easy as the question itself sounds, because discovering what you want has 3 different phases. First of all, what you want must be sufficiently defined that it is recognizable. Why? So that you'll know when you got it. You know when you reach it. I've heard people say, I want to be rich. Rich is not sufficiently defined to know when you reach it. Rich means something to one person and something else to another. But if you say, I want to have a net worth of $1 million, that has definiteness to it, so that you can determine whether or not you've reached it. I was in a management meeting once, and the chief said that he would not be satisfied until he was convinced that the division was operating optimally. I was bold enough to raise my hand and ask, what is optimal? He said, I don't know. Then I suggested to him that he would never be satisfied because he would never know when he reached it. So your answer to the question, what do you want, has to have that definiteness so that it can be recognized. The second aspect of the desire, as you answer the question, what do you want? What you want must be sufficiently deep to reach your soul. Now, I know you're probably accustomed to having the subject of soul being mentioned only in church. Not likely at work they talk much about soul, but I believe that it is important for you to keep that in mind. It's got to go deep. I heard one young lady talk about wanting to change jobs. She wanted a different job, but she couldn't quite specify why she wanted a different job. I later found out that she had decided to go back to school and get a degree, still on the same job. Not that anxious now to leave the job, because she found out that the job would pay for half the tuition in order for her to do what she wanted to do and get her education. So what she discovered was it wasn't necessarily a new job that was going to reach her soul. It was the ability to complete her education. Some of the things that we say we want, they don't actually reach our soul. We may want a new job or say that that's what we want. Really, what we want is more time to spend with our family, or to volunteer at the church, or perhaps to write. And once we discover that that's really what we want, then we know what it is that actually touches our soul. Third, in answering the question, what do you want? What do you want must be reasonably doable. And I want to focus on both those words, reasonable and doable. I would like to win the California lottery, especially since the prize money coming up Saturday will be about $25 million. I do not consider that desire to be reasonable because it's largely subject to chance. The only thing that I can do is pull a dollar out of my pocket and buy a ticket. Then all the rest of it is up to chance. So a desire such as winning California lottery is not reasonable. You may think to yourself, I would like to have a staff of people who have a better attendance record. I'd say that's not doable, in the sense that it's not up to you to determine whether or not they show up. It is up to them. However, you can phrase that somewhat differently and say, I would like to create a work environment such that my staff would like to show up to work. Ah, then that is something that you can do. Keeping in mind that as you talk about what is it that you want, you have to focus on things toward which you can work. You can do something about it. It's not left up to someone else to do. It's not left up to chance. It all is a question, what do you want? After you discover what it is that you want, then you also must ask yourself the question, why don't you have it?